Good afternoon. My name is LaTanya Lipscomb-Smith, and I'm the chair of the Open Government Committee. And we are now recording. The date is February 10th, 2010, and the time now is 4:32 in the afternoon. If we can go around the table and everyone announce your name and position.
Calling the vote, Ethics Commission.
Good afternoon. Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
Andrea Myers, the Ethics Training Coordinator.
Kirby Eberdorfer, Ethics Deputy Director.
J.J. Dixon, Committee Member.
Sandy Homeringhouse, Executive Assistant, Ethics Office.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to 2020. This is our first subcommittee meeting for Open Government for the 2020 year. Going according to the agenda, we're going to dive right in and discuss and have a discussion about our strategic planning and what our goals are for 2020. In that, we have one new member present today, Carlton, and we will give a little bit of history of the Open Government Committee to explain, and I will refer to Kirby.
Thank you so much. So the Open Government Committee is charged under the code and within the Ethics Commission, the internal operating procedures, with essentially educating the public on transparency and ethics-related issues. That's kind of a broad overview of the purpose of the committee. They, in the past, have looked at being responsible for training, trying to help the ethics office in training and managing the training in the city and coordinating that and reviewing it. And then also in terms of doing some type of citizen outreach, and how do you do that? So the last document that you have in your packet and that you were given by email earlier is titled Open Government Committee, and this is just a conglomeration of past activities or things from the prior strategic plan that were potentially discussed as activities for the committee, and I'll go through and let you advise as we go through each one of them whether anything was actually adopted or any initiative taking on that. So the first one was actually a recommendation of Ellen Schmidt when she was on the Open Government Committee, and she really felt passionate about developing a new member orientation and mentoring process for new Ethics Commission members because it can be a steep learning curve, as actually almost you all, the three of you know, for having all been new last year. And she learned quickly, but she felt like there might be a way to streamline some of that learning and to make it more efficient. That was not done. It was just her recommendation, but that I felt was probably a good one at some point, depending on how much you all want to try to accomplish. The second one, engage in community outreach to various community organizations. That has not been done, I think, in quite some time, at least not since I've been with the office since 2015. The commission itself hasn't done community outreach. Carla has. She does presentations at a ton of community groups and organizations, and they'll call her and say, oh, she was here 5 years ago and did such a great job, and we want to have her back. And then the other thing is as the office did outreach last year to all of the different CPAC districts. So I went and I introduced the office and the functions, and then I also did training at each of the different CPAC meetings. So I think in the past when it's been done, it was done primarily with trying to establish the independence of the ethics program for the city and the independent office and commission. And so I think Carla and the chair at that time did a bunch of outreach to community organizations to educate them on the role of our ethics program in the city. And we do have a list of community organizations we maintain in the ethics office that we will send the applications to for the Ethics Commission positions if any are available for the commission to appoint. So we do have a running list of community organizations. If you all decide you want to do that, we have a starting point for you and a list of those organizations. The third one, manage and coordinate training through the different mechanisms, that has never really come to fruition. They talked about that, working with Andrea as a training coordinator and maybe evaluating different sessions and looking at the surveys and maybe observing some of them and getting input, but that isn't really something that has been taken on by the committee. And I think one of the reasons is when it was first put into the code, the training component for the commission, it was before there was dedicated staff to it. And so if ever there was going to be training and monitoring of it, it had to be run through the commission. But as Carla came on and got dedicated staff, it's primarily been a function of the office. And now we have a dedicated training coordinator who's done amazing things. And so the commission hasn't taken as active a role in it. And Carla is of the opinion that it's really more of an ethics office function. Certainly the commission is welcome to observe and get feedback and do all those things. But in terms of like managing and coordinating the day-to-day of it, it's really more of an office function. The fourth one, review recommendations from the Task Force on Open Government Transparency. That wasn't really done. That was a task force that was created under the presidency of Councilmember Broche when she was the council president. And they came up with some pretty significant recommendations in terms of transparency and accessibility of government. They felt like the website wasn't as user and citizen friendly as it could be. That was a big recommendation. And about noticing meetings and trying to get emails of council members online, that had been a past practice. And then there was an issue with a legal issue. There was like some shade material that was in a council person's email, but it got posted automatically, and that caused an issue, so they all came down. So there are certain reasons why, but they wanted to maybe, you know, return to some of those prior practices, because some of the members of that task force had served in prior administrations. So they have an idea of perhaps more transparent ways of getting information to the citizens and educating them. Updating and developing It's Your Government online course with community organizations. That actually was the main focus of this committee last year. They had a couple of meetings where they looked at the current course that was on the website. It was developed by the League of Women Voters, and then the Ethics Commission did some additional information with that. And there were some suggested revisions to it, and then there was a big meeting with some members of the community organizations, both the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the League of Women Voters. Who else was there, Andrea? Yeah.
And then
the Democratic Women's Information.
Women,
yeah.
The Republican Women, and then their young professionals.
Yeah, so we had a good, a small segment of the community, but a good, I think, cross-representation of these groups, and they provided some really important feedback into things that citizens don't know, but they really should, and they looked at the course, and they gave recommendations, and I can get into the details of that in a little bit, but that was the focus of the committee last year, was trying to update that course, and it didn't proceed any further than that meeting that we had with the community groups. So there were some follow-up items, and I will educate you about those in a little bit. But other than that, nothing further progressed with that. So the course still exists in its form from, I think it's like 2010 or 2011. It's outdated for sure. The next one was incorporate the 2017 education course into the strategic plan. And I'm not even sure, as I'm looking at that, what that is. Do you know what that is? Okay. Not really sure. And then the chair of the commission, Joe, during the last year, had recommended to the Open Government Committee, after there was a presentation at the Ethics Commission by a group called Unite America, that the committee conduct fact-gathering and determine whether the Ethics Commission should take actions as a recommendation to council to move a local elections to November during the local election cycle, and also to institute ranked choice voting. And the update on that is that Unite America did a presentation to the Charter Revision Commission, and the Charter Revision Commission is making a proposal to move elections to the fall, but it's going to be in odd number of years in between the gubernatorial election and the presidential election. So, for instance, the gubernatorial election was, what year are we in, 20? Was in 2018. So then if they, then the municipal election would be 2019, presidential election 2020, then, you know, that kind of thing. So it would be in between those years of the gubernatorial presidential elections.
But in the month of November.
In the fall, they said. So I think it would follow, my understanding from the proposals, it would follow the system at the state where you'd have the primary in August mm-hmm. and the general in November,
okay.
If necessary. That's going to be the recommendation from the Charter Revision Commission to council. And council would have to vote to take that up, and then it would have to be put on the ballot as a referendum to move the election cycle. The second thing is that Unite America also did a presentation to the CRC for ranked choice voting, and the CRC subcommittee has chosen not to explore that further.
Okay.
They were concerned about the way that it would work and the security of the elections and some other things, and
mm-hmm.
so that's going to be in a report where they looked into it. This is the information they found, and this is why they're recommending not to proceed further with it.
Okay.
So in light of that, I wasn't sure if the committee would be interested in and taking action on that referral that was made last year, and that was obviously before the CRC started looking into some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's sort of my overview of your strategic plan.
So I will open it up for discussion to the members in terms of, we have five great topics to explore, and what are we thinking on?
I have a question on number two, engaging community
uh-huh.
outreach. I know you said that the office has a list, but how would those organizations know that this existed if we were to do this?
Oh.
Is this something that they would contact the office on, or?
It could. They could either contact the office, or the office and the committee members could reach out to those various organizations and just say, where the Ethics Commission has taken initiative to educate citizens about the existence of the city's ethics program and the commission, and would you have a meeting where we could come and talk to your members or distribute information or however. In the past, I think it's been done various ways. People have gone to meetings and talked about the commission and the program and their work. There were pamphlets, two-sided pamphlets that were done bilingual, like one side in Spanish, one side in English, about the ethics program and the commission. So, yeah, you could do it written, orally, or in meetings, or maybe a little bit of both. Send information for them to post on the organization's website or a newsletter. I think, really, that's unlimited. It would be
mm-hmm.
what your vision is for how you think would be the most effective way to do that.
I think that would be something good for this committee to take up, because there are so many people out there that don't have a clue about that it even exists, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went into the those community organizations, you could literally educate them on what their options are when it comes to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So I like number two.
And I think with the everything that's been going on, that this is something that would interest just about any community organization. The key for us would be to not provide any opinions, or just, you know, to keep it on that factual
mm-hmm.
level.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with JJ. I think this is very timely.
I do have a question on the first one. Ellen Schmidt's suggestion of streamlining new member orientation. Did you guys take any action towards that when you broke up our, during the first year, you all would break up certain trainings
mm-hmm.
into each, you know, meeting
mm-hmm.
that we had instead of having one robust.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fall in line with this? Did you make that change because of this suggestion?
No.
Oh, okay.
There were never any details
okay.
about what Ellen envisioned as
okay.
as that part of that process
mm-hmm.
or that training. We broke that up because out of necessity of getting to the commission's other business.
Mm-hmm.
Carla has done the training for new members two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
She's done it as one big robust meeting
mm-hmm.
And she's done it incrementally, kind of sprinkled throughout various ethics commission meetings, just depending on what was happening in the commission and the level of business at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five strikes me because we had started not really anything substantive to bring to the committee in terms of work, but there were, with that meeting that we had in March about It's Your Government, the community organizations, they had really brought up very good ideas. And the year got away from us just because, you know, more things got put on the plate. But we had started traction down that road. And if we wanted to pursue number five, my suggestion would be to for each of us to take a piece in terms of researching based on the information that we get from it. And if you could give more information on statistics.
Sure.
That you all found.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, if you're okay with that, I'll take the liberty of trying to give context.
Yes.
And a reminder as to what happened last year in case you weren't part of it. So as I mentioned before, we had the League of Women Voters, the Democratic Party, Young Democrats, the Democratic Women's Informational Leadership Network, Leadership Jacks, and the Republican Party of Duval County all came, and they representatives thereof, and they had reviewed the written course that existed, and they gave feedback on that. So the feedback about the current course, which is, again, about a decade old, was that it was too academic and it was too difficult for, it was dry and it was overly detailed on some of the information, including the federal government structures, how that system is done in the federal level, and also the ethics information. And they really didn't think that it was something that was user-friendly, for lack of a better term, to citizens, and it was difficult to get through. And so some of the general recommendations they had for revising the course was to make it more interactive through the use of pictures and graphics and activities and maybe games. And somebody had actually recommended a particular website that has things that can be incorporated into to, I'm not very techie, as you can as you can hear from my, but there was a particular one that they had referenced about how it, you could do that and the software capability for it. So that was one thing. They also wanted it to relate directly to citizens. They felt very strongly about, from the beginning, getting citizens to engage in the course by explaining to them why local government matters. How does it impact them, and why does it matter to them? And they thought the best way to do that was to take an example of perhaps some initiative or some program or legislation that a citizen had recommended or asked to be filed or whatever it was, and that was ultimately successfully implemented in the city. And then they also thought that another recommendation they had was that it dovetail with the civics curriculum that's being taught in our local schools here in Duval County. So those were just kind of some high-level things. They really did stress about empowering citizens, that getting them, having a big hook and empowering them from the get-go to really focus on that and to get them engaged in the course so that they would want to take it. They talked about who the target audience should be. In other words, who are the people that would be best geared for needing the course. The number one group they recommended were people that are moving to Duval County. A lot of, as they call them, newcomers that come and work, and they talked about a lot of some of the major corporations here and their workforce and some of the questions that they get from those people. So they really thought that that was important and that you could include information from the tax collector and the supervisors of elections in terms of information they needed and how to become part of the local community, so to speak. Also civic organizations, including their own organizations, but more labor unions and professional associations like the Chamber and CPACs, Shadco, and some others, and then students at both the high school and college level here in Duval County. So those were their recommendations for the target audience, and then they had some recommended topics to focus definitely on local government, not federal government, and then specific topics included the structure of local government, including the consolidation of government, and also a brief explanation of the various branches here locally, how local government impacts citizens' daily lives and why they should care. I mean, that was definitely a recurring theme. What does it mean to me and what does it do for me? how to participate in local government, and then some information about the watchdog entities here in the city, the ethics office and the IG, and how somebody could contact them and file a complaint if they felt like that was necessary. And then elections-related information, including when they are and how to register to vote, those kind of things. Brief information on how to track legislation through city council. And a section or a process for people to be able to submit questions if it wasn't in the course but they had other questions, mm-hmm. providing them some type of mechanism where they could have a website or an email address or something to submit questions, and they could do that. And the party leaders also said that they had a list. They didn't bring it, but they both referenced that they have a list of things that citizens do not know, but they absolutely should. So, and these are the people that are engaging with citizens on a daily basis, kind of the boots on the ground, if you will. And so Andrew and I both felt like they had a wealth of knowledge and information that they could lend to developing the course. And so after that meeting, the office reached out to our customer care number here at the city to figure out what are our citizens complaining about to the city, what are their most valued concerns, so to speak, what are they calling about. And the party leaders and the local organizations were absolutely right. It's about things that directly impact them or their property. So number one was, when does my garbage get picked up? The collection days, they were 32,000 calls and 45,000 calls, respectively, over a two-year period. Also about their cart being damaged, and we think that might have to do with the city-issued garbage cans. We're not sure. But nuisance on their property or missed yard waste, missed garbage, waste collection service standards, all of that. And then further on down the list is like collection of appliances or tires, and then general information. So they're definitely concerned about things that impact them directly, mm-hmm. not surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. And so, let's see, we've been given a lot of topics, but there was the talk about looking at other cities mm-hmm. who may have had the same type of education program.
Yeah, so I talked to Carla today about what her recommendations might be if the committee decided to carry on with this initiative and choose it as one of their projects for this year. And Carla thought that it could be very beneficial to research what other cities had done mm-hmm. and civics education. And she said that she knows that at the municipal level, there are a number of other cities that have already done things like this. So you wouldn't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. And you can look at it to see if it's something that is kind of tailor-made and something that we could learn from and benefit from, or if it's see if there are perhaps topics that weren't covered mm-hmm. by our local leaders and organizations, but is in somebody else's and maybe relevant to us. So she just thought it would be really good. And typically, if we're going to do legislative changes, that's what we do. We look to see how other cities have handled it. Okay. Yeah.
And there may be a vendor that more than one city has used mm-hmm. for the template.
Yeah.
Based on what they have.
Definitely.
So, we have discussed number two and number five. Are there any others that we want further discussion on?
I think because our chair did refer it, we should at least take a look at what the CRC's recommendations were
mm-hmm.
on that presentation on United America.
And I can send those to you.
Okay.
I believe the process is for the, so the CRC divided itself into four committees, and there's one committee that's called Institutional Knowledge and Government Structure, or I may have that backwards, but essentially that's the title. And separate committee members were assigned different topics, and I believe that and they've reported on these topics in their committee meetings, and I believe they're supposed to provide something in writing. I'm not sure that's been done, but I'll look into that. But I'll get you a summary, and if the report's actually been updated or issued, I'll get that to you as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get some more ideas of what she thought that would include.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves us with what? Do 3 and 4 interest anyone?
I think 3 would get in the way of the professionals in the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we go too far down that road. I mean, certainly we want to be supportive of y'all, but...
if you need it. Is anyone moved by number 4? Review recommendations from task force and open government.
Have they been reviewed before? Just, do you know that, Kirby?
Not really. They were briefly summarized by me at an ethics commission meeting,
mm-hmm.
and talked about briefly, but they haven't really been reviewed.
Okay.
And it's not too long of a report, but there's some meat to that, yeah. That could definitely be a more extensive project.
Okay.
Are we just placing these in order as to what we want to do, and if we have time, we will get to them all. If we don't, is that what we're doing? Or?
So I first wanted to see if any really struck anyone very strongly that you think that, you know, we should move up to the top of our list. But, for example, number 6, the CRC recommendations, we're, you know, waiting to hear back from that. But we can address that when we get more information. I feel that number 5 is robust, and it will be timely. So it's something that we can do throughout the year. And then number 2, I feel we can hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
With number 2. We can do that immediately.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think number 2 needs to be at the top. But my thought with number 5 is that we had community members come in almost a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and at our request, and
mm-hmm.
sit down and go over some. And I think that because of that, we probably should make that a priority.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want people to think that they just
mm-hmm.
came and wasted their time.
Mm-hmm.
You read my mind.
So, so I'd say 2 and 5 are my top 2.
I would agree with that, I think, but I do think we also need to review what the CRC has.
Number 7, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. So do we have a, should we do a motion on each one or just in general?
That's up to you all.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the floor in terms of the 2, 5, and 6 that we've discussed?
Is it 6 or 7?
It could be either, actually, because
okay.
on number, if you're counting down and you're not striking
mm-hmm.
any out, the incorporate the 2017 education course would be number 6. But I said I wasn't sure what that was, so somebody
okay.
could have crossed through that and made the next
okay.
one number 6. But it's the one that starts with referral by ethics commission chair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll call that one number 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I have.
That's what I have.
So I'll make a motion that we pursue item number 2, engage in community outreach to various community organizations. Item number 5, update and further developing the It's Your Government online course with the assistance of the community organizations. And item number 7, conduct fact gathering, reviewing what the CRC had on the presentation from Unite America.
I second. Any discussion? All in
and
favor?
If I may, sorry to
okay.
interject, we do have a member of the public here with us,
okay.
so it would be probably an appropriate time to ask if there was public comment, if anybody wanted to make a comment on your motion.
Thank you. Yes, any public comment?
I actually didn't understand the motion because I don't have it in hand to read. This is
okay.
my first time. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay.
Thank you for recognizing that I'm sitting here.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so
here, let me.
Would it help if we?
Yeah,
if
let's
we just.
Do we have an extra copy?
I was gonna say, well, you can read what 2, 5, and 7 are if you wanted them.
Here, there's a list up here. I think
okay.
that right.
Is there? Yeah. Yeah, it's right here. Here's a
and what they've been discussing in this right here, this list of proposed activities.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a motion to focus on number 2, which is this one, engaging community outreach. Number 5, update this, it's your government course. And number 7, with a referral from the Ethics Commission.
Okay.
So it's one of those, ma'am, where we'd love to do all of them. But
you only choosing one?
3.
3?
There's 3 on
you
the
choosing board. 3?
Yes, ma'am.
So you all agree on number 2? So
yes.
Okay. I think that's right. That it will hit the ground running.
Okay.
To get the community engaged is is something that I'm pushing for too, because I hear them talking, but I don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? So to get them involved and get them out in the meetings would be great. I hope to be able to be one that would be an attention.
Can you identify yourself, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Cynthia Butler Jackson. I live in Arlington.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. There's still time. Is that your full comment?
For number 2 or any of them?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of course I'm lying. A referral.
Oh, so the Ethics Commission chair at one of their meetings, there was this group called Unite America, and they came and they did a presentation to the Ethics Commission last summer, I think it was. And so rather than the Ethics Commission actually taking action on that because they didn't have enough information, he referred that topic to this committee. So that's what that was about. And then I gave an update to that, which is the Charter Revision Commission for the city actually had this presentation from the same group, Unite America, and they were looking at those two proposals as well. And so the Charter Revision Commission is going to recommend to move local elections to the fall, but they are going to not recommend any action on the ranked choice voting. And so I'm going to send information about the Charter Revision Commission's actions on those two items to the committee members.
So there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. Okay, we have a 2020. My question,
yes,
to the office is, okay, regarding the online course, how much time would you guys need to research the other cities, or would that be for us if you gave us guidance as to how to implement that?
That's a really good question, mm-hmm. And talking to Carla, I think her recommendation would be something for the committee to do. We certainly can give guidance.
Mm-hmm.
She can provide input in terms of if she knows of any cities. And
mm-hmm.
there are some information that I think that we have. I can send you the notes, obviously, from the last meeting, so you have all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And we might be able to help you with that as well, but that's not something that we can take on ourselves.
Okay.
With everything else that the office has to address.
I'll speak for myself. If there could be guidance as to how we would research it,
sure.
Like, you know, what resources we can do, and we can.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I've got a question on that as well, kind of on a different note, though. I was listening to the statistics that you gave on the calls that come into the city, and my question with this is, is this online course now going to, I don't even know if it's technically a course, but is it going to include information from all of these other city departments? Like, for example, with the waste, they have a site set up where you could go there if you needed information. So are we now incorporating their information into this site as well?
That's a great question, and that's just something for your committee to further delve into and to determine. I think after you do the research and you can get a better idea of what maybe some best practice recommendations are and things like that. And I don't know that you necessarily would want to duplicate something, but maybe like linking, because there may be people that don't even know that information is out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So there may be ways to address that as well, but without dumping, duplicating all the same information.
So next on the agenda is public comments. Any other public comments?
Thank you. Just a minute. Does the committee want to review and vote on each minute?
They've already been approved. They were just provided as background information.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So these are
full body. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Thank you. Any announcements? I would like to schedule another meeting at this time because I have the calendar.
I don't have mine.
Don't have yours.
Okay. Sorry. But you guys go ahead, and if I can't,
okay. Let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. We are on the calendar for March, so I'm thinking we'll get April. And does this time work, 4:30 in the afternoon? Yes. Okay. Traveling
yes.
Before this, so that's great.
I feel like Wonder Woman.
Definitely.
So this is a... how about the week of the 6th? I will just throw out date. What about Wednesday, the 8th?
Mm-hmm.
At 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Wednesday, 8th of the 8th, 4:30.
It's okay.
It's Wednesday in April?
March.
The overall commission meeting.
It's the 10th. Tuesday the 10th at 5 p.m.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be downstairs in the Don Davis room on the first floor.
Okay. Any other announcements?
I was just going to, if you will give me a moment, if you don't mind, I was just going to recap what I have committed to do for the next meeting.
Yes.
So we're all on the same page. Okay. So I will I'll reach out to Ellen Schmidt and see if I can maybe get some additional information and any vision that she has for that course.
Mm-hmm.
I also will send you the list of community organizations. I haven't updated it and... maybe a little over a year. I think the last time we updated it was, LaTanya, when you put in for the position.
Okay.
So that was a little over a year ago, as
yeah.
I recall. So like 16, 14, something like that month. So some of it may be outdated, but it's
okay.
Close enough. And then also I'll send you the notes on the meetings from the community organizations developing the course and some other materials that we had distributed before, because it's been such a long time since everyone's had the benefit of looking at them. I'll talk to Carla and try to get together some type of resource list or guidance on maybe how to best do the research as well. And then I will get you the information on the CRC in terms of their recommendations for moving the local elections and also the ranked choice voting. So you'll be inundated with information from our office.
That's what we asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And am I missing anything? Did I forget anything?
No.
Okay.
That's good on mine.
This online course, is it still up and running?
That's a really good question. It was on the website, I know, last year, but then we were required to take down everything that hadn't been, that wasn't ADA accessible and hadn't been created in the last year. So I think it may have been taken down, but I'll look and I'll let you know.
I'll check it. I can check it.
Okay. I'm thinking it's not, but I hate to, I did not clean up our website. Someone else did, so.
Can't vouch.
No, can't vouch for the veracity of that, but that's my recollection.
Anything else? Announcements? Alrighty, we are adjourned.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.